Coming up next month, beginning with previews on November 1st, this Saturday, and then opening night November 8th, the following Saturday, Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill is doing two plays in rotation, Into the Woods by Stephen Sondheim and A Midsummer Night's Dream, William Shakespeare's classic. Both plays about going into the woods, fantastical fairy tale plays. They work really well together. It's going to be a terrific run of shows. It runs through December 7th. And joining us now is the Associate Artistic Director at Playmakers and also the man who's playing the baker in Into the Woods, Jeffrey Mianza. Jeffrey, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me about Into the Woods. I am really excited about this play. I know it. I love it. I've never seen it live. So what's this experience going to be?
Yeah, well, it's a play that's in essence a mashup of fairy tales. It's sort of like fractured fairy tales. The first half of the play imagines a world in which Cinderella and Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk and Little Red Riding Hood and this couple that's the only couple not found in fairy tales, specifically a baker and his wife, are all given tasks and sent into the woods to search for their dreams and their wishes. And at the end of the first half, everything's happily ever after, and then we come back in the second act after the narrator tells us that there's more to come, and we find out what happens after happily ever after. So it's darkly funny. It's really moving and powerful, and something that the entire family can come to, which is also really wonderful.
And I was speaking with Shauna Cooper, who's directing Midsummer Night's Dream, and she was talking about the extent to which that play, Midsummer, sort of weaves in the beautiful idea of a dream with the sort of nightmarish aspect of dream sort of together in one package. And Into the Woods is a little bit like that as well. You get the happily ever after, and you get the maybe it's not so happy ever after.
Absolutely. It really sort of... throughout the piece is calling into question our what it actually means to get what we want, and sometimes you should really question what it is that you're seeking and understand that it's not all as pat as we'd like it sometimes to be. And I think that's the thing that's so delicious about it, is that when, especially in the second act, it kind of focuses in on a single journey as all the characters have come together to fight a giant that has come into the kingdom. And there's, death and destruction surrounds them, but what comes out of it at the core is the sense of community that's important, that we must rely on ourselves and those around us that we love. So there's this really powerful message at the end of it that I think is quite moving.
And speaking of community, and we're speaking with Jeffrey Mianza, who is the baker in Into the Woods, also the Associate Artistic Director at Playmakers Repertory Company. Talk about the other people in the cast and crew, because there is a really impressive cast list for this show.
Yeah, absolutely. We have, outside of our resident company, we have two guests joining us from New York. One is a woman named Garrett Long, who is most recently in the Broadway production of South Pacific. And we have Lisa Brescia, who is playing the witch. And Lisa was with us a couple seasons ago for Cabaret, where she played Sally Bowles. Mm-hmm. She's been on Broadway in Wicked and Mamma Mia and other shows. They're both tremendous performers and also really wonderful members of the company. They've really kind of come down here and really enjoy working with our resident artists. So those two guests are knocking it out of the park. It's a lot of fun to play with them.
And Lisa Brescia played Elphaba in Wicked, right? So it's the young witch, the old witch, and just sort of both sort of ruminations on what it means to be a witch in the first place, right?
Absolutely. It's on our special skills list on our resume.
So talk about performing a play in rotation with another piece. I know Playmakers does this every year, and it's always a lot of fun. You get to see how these two plays work in tandem with each other, and each one informs the other. But what is it like to be involved in the process?
Yeah, this is actually the first rep that I've done in a while where I haven't been in both parts. It's going to be a unique experience in terms of the run of the thing, because obviously when you're taking on two plays and you're doing, what is in essence 7 hours of material, it's exhausting. But Into the Woods itself is such a marathon, I've just discovered in our rehearsal process. that it's actually going to be really nice to have some nights off where you don't have to go into the woods every night of the week or eight shows of the week. But what's been really cool is hearing from Shauna about how she's approaching Midsummer and watching some of those rehearsals when I have a chance to get in there, and seeing where the plays kind of dovetail with one another, and then also where they're you know, she's taking Midsummer in a totally different direction than the things that we're exploring in Into the Woods. And so there's a really nice give and take there between the two shows, and that's been really fun to experience.
And incidentally, if you want tickets or other information on Showtime's playmakersrep.org is the website. And you can also go there for information on some of the other special events that are happening in conjunction with this run of plays. A lot of things happening in November. Talk about that.
Yeah, we have an event that we're doing with the program in the humanities called Table Talk. And that's going to be a really fun evening. It's all about Into the Woods, but it's a four-course meal where we pair conversation with scholars from UNC and artists. Joe Hodge will be participating in that, so guests can have a nice dinner and have conversation over the course of the evening. That'll be on November 13th. We're also doing a partnership with the Ackland Art Museum. They have an exhibit in their study gallery with images that are inspired by both Grimm's fairy tales and the work of Shakespeare. And then Jeff Whetstone, who's a local artist photographer, we're doing a huge mural of his work in our lobby. So we'll have that image up when people come into the space, part of his exhibition called New Wilderness. So that, among many other things that will be going on throughout, we have teaching artists going into the classroom, preparing students to come see A Midsummer Night's Dream. We'll have five student matinee performances of that and one student matinee of Into the Woods. So it's going to be a really busy few months for us, but a lot of exciting ways for the community to engage with these productions.
I'm really looking forward to seeing these two. Jeffrey Mianza is the baker in Into the Woods. And before we let you go, I always like to ask the question in this way so as to prevent any big spoilers. I'm not going to ask what your favorite moment is in this show. What is your second favorite moment in the show?
My second favorite moment in the show. Oh, wow. I guess it's when we get into the second act and this giant the lady giant comes into our kingdom, and the first time we meet her, the way in which the theater rumbles with her footsteps, I about peed my pants. It's pretty exciting.
All right, I'm so looking forward to this. Jeffrey Mianza, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Aaron.